Chazal tell us that a ish and a isha are a shutvis. Chazal call a person a plug gufa, half a person. What this means is that all those noshim tzidkoniyos, all those women and children who give away day in and day out to let their husbands and their fathers come and learn and be here in Beis Medrash, it is not only the men who have the schar, it is not only the men who have the aliyah from the Avedis HaTorah and from the Avedis Hashem. Just like in any shutvis in business, when one shutif, when one partner does business, he does not do business for himself, the money is divided equally. So too Chazal tell us that children and women who let their fathers and husbands go learn and be Nis'ala Navedis Hashem have an equal shutvis. But I think that it's important for us to talk to the shutfim and tell them how important it is what they are doing, and maybe to explain a little bit for everybody before Rosh Hashanah what the tafkid of Noshim Tzidkoniyos are in this world, because at times we tend to forget, at times we are influenced by the street and we don't exactly remember, like everybody in this world forgets and doesn't remember his tafkid. So too everybody has to be reminded, and there is no better time to remind ourselves than when we stand 3-4 days before Yom Adin and everybody's mind is focused. What can I do to be Zeiche B'Yom Adin? What can I do to be able to prepare myself for going before Hashem Yisbarach and giving a din v'cheshben on everything that went and happened this past year? So let us try a little bit to explain what a tafkid of a isha is on this world. We all know that Chazal tell us that there are two kinds of mitzvahs asay. There is a mitzvah asay that's hazman gerama, a mitzvah asay that's tied to a certain time, that there is a time frame which one can be mekayim the mitzvah, and there are mitzvahs that are not tied to a time frame. And Chazal tell us that a isha is only mechuyev in a mitzvah asay she'ein hazman gerama. In a mitzvah asay that the hazman gerama, most of those mitzvahs nashim apturos. Only with the Torah said specifically that they are mechuyev. How do we look at this, that a isha is potter from some mitzvahs, especially when we talk about such mitzvahs that Chazal tell us are so important? Chazal tell us Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Chazal tell us the importance of limud haTorah. And every Bas Yisrael who went through Beis Yaakov was taught the importance of limud haTorah and knows how much the world stands on the Torah that their husbands and their fathers learn. But why is it then that Noshim don't need to learn Torah or are not included in the mitzvahs of Torah? We all celebrate bar mitzvahs of our children, and we all know that the bar mitzvah is directly connected to the mitzvah of tefillin. And we all hear by the bar mitzvah how Rabbanim speak about the importance of the mitzvah of tefillin and how great the mitzvah of tefillin is. And yet an isha is potter from the mitzvah of tefillin. We all know how we try to impress our children that from a very young age that they should wear tzitzis. We try to make them aware that they have to wear tzitzis at all times. And yet an isha is potter from tzitzis. A mitzvah which Chazal tell us is shkula keneged kol mitzvah shebeteira. Why should an isha be potter from these mitzvahs? Let us see how the Maral, and so too Rab Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, explain this aspect, why a isha is ptura mimitzis eses from a lot of very important mitzvahs. And they explain something that gives us a different explanation than we are used to. A man was created to go out into the world. The man was created to go out and be koivesh the world. The Gemara tells us, Aisha is not mechuyev to go out l'molchama, because that is the job of a man, to go out l'molchama. Aisha is not her derech to go be koivesh, to go take in lands, to go out and fight. We know how much our G'dayle Yisrael fought Sheirut Lu'umi in Medinas Yisrael. Not only did they fight Sheirut Lu'umi, the Heilige Chazainish, and all G'dayle Yisrael, the Chevinei Rav, and others, all said that to go and participate in Sheirut Lu'umi is something that Yarek Val Yaver. So we see the difference in the Aveda of a man. A man has to go out into the world. A man is the one who takes upon himself, when he gets married, he takes upon himself in his ksuba that he will bring panasa, he will bring food, and he will put food on the table for his wife and for his children. He has to go out into the world, and he has to face the nisyenos of the world. I don't know how much we understand the nisyenos, the terrible trials and tribulations that a man has when he has to go out into the workforce. If we understand how much the Yetzer Hara tries to take him and destroy him from all that he sees and from all the impressions of the street. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us the Heilige Torah. The Torah is given with mitzvahs. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us mitzvahs are given for etzos. David HaMelech in Tehillim calls the mitzvahs Anshei Atzasi. They are the ones who give me etzos. They are the ones who tell me what is right and what is wrong. When a person has to fight the war of the street, when a person has to go out and have nisyonos, nisyonos in dinei mamonos, nisyonos in inyanei kedusha, nisyonos that the street and the workplace brings, one needs ammunition, one needs protection. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave him steady protection. He gave him a mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Agisa Bayayimam Valayla. He gave him a mitzvah of Iyun HaTorah, to sit and learn, to learn the Torah. His mind should be occupied with the Torah. When the mind is occupied with the Torah, the mind is not occupied with all the filth of the world, and the mind is not occupied with all the taivas of the world. He gave us tefillin, tzitzis to wear. The Torah tells us, "V'lo yisusunu achrei levavchem v'achrei eneichem." All the mitzvahs the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave a man are for his protection, to help him go through the world, to help him cross the stormy waters of the world in a ship that is about to break. The way the Goyin explains the whole Navi of Yonah, that is exactly what a person is. He's in a ship, in a storm, on stormy waters, and he can fall into the depths of the waters and drown. And he needs a lot of mitzvahs to save him, to protect him. An Isha is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maral tells us. An Isha, she does not have to face all these trials and tribulations. She does not need the mitzvahs to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because she doesn't have anything to take her away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She has nothing to pull her away from Hashem Yisbarach. She could stay close to Hashem Yisbarach without all the mitzvahs. And that is why the Torah was megala us which mitzvahs an Isha is potter from, what she's ptura. Why? Because she does not need the mitzvahs, because she could get away without doing these mitzvahs and still be as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as her husband, her father, who is asked to do all those mitzvahs. This is the way the Maral and Rav Shamshon of Al Hirsch explain why Isha is Ptura from Mitzvahs Eser Shazman Gerama. This gives us a completely different way to look at our tafkid in life. Some think that the reason why an Isha is Ptura Mimitzvahs, because the inyan of Yiddishkeit, the inyan of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inyan of growing, the inyan of getting closer to Hashem Yisbarach, growing in Ruchnius, that is a man's job. The Isha doesn't have to be occupied with growing in Ruchnius. But after we understand that it is not like that, after we understand that the tafkid of an Isha is to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she doesn't need all the mitzvahs that the man has, because she does not need all the protection, then we understand that it is the same exact Aveda that the Isha has, that the same Aveda like the Ish has. Just like the Ish is Aveda, is to be an Oved Hashem. Just like the Aveda of the Ish is to grow in Ruchnius, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, to grow and become better and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, an Isha's tafkid in life is to grow in Ruchnius. That is her tafkid, and that is her tachlis, and that is what she has to strive to grow from day to day, to become a better person, to become more Ruchni, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells us, Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem. Bonim Atem, the Bonim Atem goes on Lashon Zohar and Lashon Nekeva. Bonim includes Bonim and Bonois. A Ben is a Ben Melech, and a Bas is a Bas Melech. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, what does Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem mean? The Zohar HaKadosh explains it with a moshel. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, a Melech had a child, and the child grew up in the palace. Growing up in the palace, he does not know what the people need. He doesn't know the needs of the people. He doesn't know how the Medina looks, how the land works. He has to go out and see what goes on. So the Melech decides to take this young prince and send him away to a faraway city and to live by somebody the Melech knew, and he should live in between, live amongst the peasants, learn the peasants' way of life, and be there. And then he will learn the needs of the peasants, the needs of the people, and then he will be a good prince, and eventually he will be a good king. There came the time when the Melech, after a year or two, sent a shliach, sent a messenger to go and bring home his son. And all the people in the city started to cry. They're going to lose the Ben Melech. They were so happy the prince lived amongst them. And now the prince is leaving them. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, there was one smart person there. And he turned around to the town, to the folk of the town. And he told them, what are you crying about? Where does a Ben Melech supposed to be? Where is he supposed to live? In a peasant way he should live. In a farm he should live. In a little city he should live. He should live in a hut. The Ben Melech belongs in the palace. The Ben Melech doesn't belong here in this city. Be happy as long as the Ben Melech was amongst you, but you have nothing to cry about when the Ben Melech leaves you. So too, says the Zohar HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chacham, and he tells Klal Yisrael, Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem, Lois is Geidedu. When somebody passes away from this world, when somebody leaves this world to the world to come, the tendency of a person is to cry. The person has left us. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem. Where do we belong? We are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu belong? In this world, amongst the peasants of the world, or does he belong by the Melech? And if so, Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem, when it comes the time that a person has to go and go back to the Melech, there's nothing to cry about. Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem, Lois is Geidedu. That's what it says in Zohar HaKadosh. This Zohar HaKadosh is a tremendous lesson that one has to remember. The lesson that one has to remember that we are here on this world as B'nai Malachim. We are here in this world amongst peasants. We are here on this world, but we are princes. We are princesses. We are B'nai Melachim and B'nois Melachim. And we belong by the Melech. And we have to live our lives to strive, to live close as we can in this world, remembering that we have to be as close as we can be to the Melech. As close as we can be to Melech, Malchei Melachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to hire ourselves, not lower ourselves to the silly taivis of this world, to what the peasants of this world occupy their time with. One has to be above what the peasants do. One has to become close to the Melech and live as a Ben Melech has to live. Our tafkid in these days before Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. That's the way we are used to hearing. But that is really not what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we are Mamlech Kaveyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the day that the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewed. If one will say the Tfilos on Shemoneh Esreh, in Shachris, in Musaf, one will see that the whole Tfilah is talking about the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the time is special on Rosh Hashanah, the day when man was created. And when man was created, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called a Melech. We say every day, Adon Olam, Adon Olam Asher Malach, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was a Melech even before the world existed. But Le'ez Nasa B'cheftzei Koil, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the world and the man was created, Azai Melech Shmei Nikra, then he was called a Melech. And that happened on Rosh Hashanah, the sixth day of creation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam, and the person was created. And when that person was created, the person called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech. And that happens on every Rosh Hashanah. What is the reason that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin? It's a Yom HaDin to see how much did you live a life of calling out the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much did your life in the last year be a life that brought out the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much in the last year were you part of Malchus Shamayim? Did you play a role in Malchus Shamayim? Were you a person that acted as a Ben Melech or a Bas Melech? That is the Din of Rosh Hashanah. The Din of Rosh Hashanah is connected directly to it being the day of Kfiyas HaMalchus. When a Melech Bas Vedom renews his Malchus or starts his Malchus, he gets rid of those people that don't want him to be Melech. He gets rid of those people that don't listen to him, that don't obey him, because he knows they are a danger to his Melucha. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah sees which people are good for my Melucha, which people have a place in my Malchus, and which people don't have a place, Rachmana Litzlan, in my Malchus. Which people are not, they do not bring out the Malchus, they do not listen to me, Chas V'Shalom, and they don't bring out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, Malchei, Melachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the first and foremost Aveda in the days before Rosh Hashanah is to live a life connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, and I am the Bas Melech, and I represent the Melech on this world, and my job on this world is to act as a Bas Melech and to be as close to the Melech as possible. And that is the Aveda of a person. The Aveda of a person is, as we said, to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live a more ruchnistic life, and to live with less and less hashpa from this world. What is the tafkid of an Isha in a bias? Where do we find in the Heilige Torah that the Torah should tell us what a Isha's tafkid is in the kiyum of Kalal Yisrael? I heard from Rosh Yeshiva Rav Hutna Zatzal once in a maimer on Sukkis, He said a davar nifla. We find in the Torah that when the Bnei Keturah were born, Avraham Avinu sent them away. Vayishalchem. He sent them. He sent them where? To the far east. And Rashi says, Shem Tuma Masalem. He told them a name of a Tuma, and he sent them to the far eastern countries. That's where they should be, away from Yitzchak. Why? Why didn't he leave them home? Why did he send them away? Because Yitzchak only had a father. Yitzchak did not have a mother. What is a mother's or a isha's tafkid in life? Eshes chayil miyimtza. Shlomo HaMelech says, Dorsha tzemer ufishtim. Sarah imenu was dorish tzemer ufishtim. Tzemer ufishtim is klayim. They do not blend together. You cannot have a baguette of tzemer ufishtim. Sarah imenu, look to see where there's tzemer and where there's pishtim. What did she look for tzemer and pishtim? Chazal tell us, she saw the difference between Yitzchak and Yishmael, and she sent away Hagar with Yishmael to separate Yitzchak from Yishmael. That's the klayim, that's the tzemer upishtim that Sarah Imenu was doyresh. Because the koyach of imois are a special sensitivity that a woman has, a special extra sense that she could see who is a good friend, who is not a good friend, who is a good influence, who is not a good influence. Something that a father is blind to see, a mother is able to see. My mother, Aleha Shalom, was a woman who brought up children in an America, not an America of today. In America, when it wasn't the style of having children, B'nai Torah. When she brought up my sister, should live and be well, she, Friday night, she had a house that there was none of the, not what we have today. No washing machine, no dryer, no iron. Everything had to be done by hand. And a work week was a hard work week. When it came Friday night, everybody would be happy that their children should go out and play outside. My mother, Aleha Shalom, said, you could bring all your friends here in the living room to play next to the couch where I am, because I have to see who your friends are, I have to know how they talk, I have to know how they act. That is called Mesiras Nefesh, and that is called being Mamala, the Tafkid of a mother. And that is why she saw the Nachas she saw from her daughters. Why? Because your mother's job is the special intuition that she has to realize something is wrong. When Avraham Avinu had B'nai Keturah together with Yitzchak, and there was no mother around, there was no imohis around, to be Deiresh Tzemer Fishtim, Avraham Avinu had no other Eitzah than take the B'nai Keturah and send them away to the far east. Because that is the tafkid of the mother in the house. The mother's tafkid in the house is to protect the Kedusha in the house. Why is that? Because as we started Bishem the Maral, we said over that a Isha does not have to go outside to work. She doesn't have the nesiyonis of the street. She doesn't have the nesiyonis and the trials and tribulations of going through the workplace. And therefore, she is able to have the original Kedusha, and she is given a matona min hashamayim to be able to protect the house, to be able to protect the walls of the house, what should enter and what shouldn't enter. I think, let us take what we just said and think for 2 minutes. Maybe the reason that we have such problems today, maybe the reason is, maybe we can think for a minute. Many of our children, many of the women go out into the workplace. Now, we have a very good question. How does she face the trials and tribulations of the workplace if she doesn't have the mitzvahs to fight the trials and tribulations of the workplace? And I will not answer that question. I think that question is an unanswered question, because there is no answer to the question. The answer to the question is that she cannot face the trials and tribulations the way she's supposed to, because she doesn't have Talmud Torah, she doesn't have Tefillin, she doesn't have Tzitzis, and she doesn't have the ammunition, because that's not where she belongs, and that's not where she is supposed to be. And that is the reason why, in all the generations till today, nobody went out into the workplace. Not to the professional workplace, for sure not. I know that what I'm saying is going to be very controversial and very anti what we all think, but I'm just putting 1 + 1 = 2. If one believes in what our Chachmenu told us, if one believes that a woman is special and that is why she's parted from the mitzvahs, if one believes why she wasn't given these mitzvahs and she cannot do these mitzvahs, then one realizes that there is something wrong with the way we are living our lives. And that is why we are not doing our tafkid in the complete way we are supposed to. That is why we cannot realize to protect our houses the way we're supposed to. I think that I have to address one topic. I do not want to criticize. I didn't come here to talk about criticism, but there is one topic that I think is very, very important to be ma'orer, and maybe it's something that we don't even realize. In many of our houses, maybe nobody that is sitting here, I don't know, but I know that in many of our houses, where do I know from? From Bochrem, that come in and cry and tell me where they had the first nisayon to fall from their madrega of kedusha and fall down to the filth of this world. In many, many houses, they enter the magazines of the world. The magazines, women's magazines. And a woman thinks there is nothing wrong for me to read a woman's magazine. I will not address that at this point. There's a lot wrong with reading a woman's magazine that's written by Goyim and bringing in Goyish Ashkofes. But I will not talk about that now. But why doesn't one understand that a woman's magazine lying around in a house, a catalog lying around in a house, can take a 14-year-old teenager bocher who learns a whole day the Kedusha, the Tara, the Gemara, and can take him in 1 minute from the highest madregas till Sheol Tachtis? It is not a guzma, it is a fact. It is a fact that I will tell you, your hair would stand on edge if I will tell you to what kind of averus Bachram were brought because of catalogs and magazines that they saw laying around in the house. We lost our sensitivity because we don't live with the right sensitivity, because we live a life open to the street, and we don't live a life thinking always about our tafkid of being close to Melech Malachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to remember that we have a special job in this world. We, the woman, the Neshei Chayil, the Benois Malachem of this world, have a tafkid to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have a way to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them in a way that they do not need all that a man needs. They don't need all that to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially now that we stand before Rosh Hashanah, Noshim have a matana that Anoshim do not have. Chazal tell us, Noshim dim'osan mitzuyos. Rabbeinu Shlom gave an Isha, gave Noshim a koyach of p'chia, gave them a koyach that they're able to cry and shed tears. Let me repeat something that I said many times, but for those that don't realize what kind of matana tears are, let me explain you what tears are. The Rambam tells us that the world, when the Rambam talks about the world, the Rambam tells us there are many spheres in the world. And the Rambam gives us a mashal. If you want to know how the world is planets around the world, kegildei habitzalim, like the layers of an onion. one layer on top of another layer. That's how the world was created. One world on top of another world, worlds round worlds, like the layers of an onion. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, where did the Rambam take this mashal from? Like layers of an onion? In Zoya HaKadosh, it says exactly the same like the Rambam, that the worlds are like onions. Did you ever understand why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that when you cut an onion, you shed tears? No, nobody thought about it. That's the way the world is. An onion makes me cry. But the world isn't. She will cry. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? And I saw in a sefer something that must be a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the person was able to understand such a deep thought. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that every single person should realize the koyach of tears. You know what the koyach of tears are? When do you cry when you cut onions? When you go from one layer to the next? You know what that teaches you? That with tears, you cut layers. That when you want to go through the many layers that there are between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you want your tefillahs to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that our biggest weapon that we have is the koyach of tefillah, and the biggest koyach of tefillah that we have is the koyach of tefillah of Nashim Tzidkaniyos. The koyach of tefillah of Nashim, that the tmois of a Yiddish mama, the tmois that a Yiddish mama sheds tears, that her son and her daughter should grow up to be erlich and Yiddish kinderlich. That is the biggest tefillah and the biggest koyach tefillah that there is possible, because tears cut through layers. Tears cut through the layers of the many worlds that separate us between us and the Shemayim Ho'elyonim, till we can come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our tefillahs should reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Sharei Demois Lo'ininalu, because tears open all the she'arim. Tears open all the walls that separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Matana Miuchedes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Noshim. Noshim Vim'asan Mitzuya. Noshim, tears are very motzui by them. Tears are very plentiful by them. Are very shchiach by them. Because that is the koyach of tefillah. If we want truthfully to realize what the shutfis in this world is, what is the shutfis between an ish and an isha? What is the shutfis between noshim and anoshim? The shutfis is anoshim have avodas atayra and avodas Hashem. Noshim have the avodas hatfila. And one without the other doesn't work. One without the other does not go. So there's really a true shutfis. A shutfis that the isha's tefillahs, the isha's demois, the isha's demois, the tears that are such pure tears because she realizes that she has to save her children, because a mother's ahava to children is the strongest that there is. Nobody in the world has a stronger connection than a mother has to her children. And the stronger the connection, the stronger the feeling. And the stronger the feeling, the stronger is koyach hatfila. In whose hands lies the future of our children? In whose hands lies the future of our sons and daughters? If there will be erlicha children, or rachmana litzlam, there will be those that are called with the name of at risk. That depends in the demois of a Yiddish mama. The mother's tears, from when the child is very, very young, and she realizes that this child is mine, and I have such a love for this child, and I want the child to grow up to be an erlicha Yiddish child, and I am going to set an example for him to be an erlicha Yiddish child. I am going to show him that my life centers, the center of my life, and everything dreitzach harum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the focal point of my life, then I will be with my tefillahs. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will help that I will see emes and nachas for my children. Just to end off with a thought, what tshuva means. Standing before Rosh Hashanah, and I will tell you a story that I heard this past week from a Bala Uvda himself. Somebody told me, a choshev Rosh Yeshiva, that when he was young, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he went in the summer, Bein Azmanim, to a Beis Avraah. Beis Avraah is a place that Aguda made in Eretz Yisrael, where you could come for a week, they give you to eat, you could relax. It's a place to catch your breath between one Zman and the other Zman. And he was there to get together with a whole bunch of other Yungalait, and every day they would be delivered the Amidia to read. And there was one Yid there, an older man without a beard, was sitting there and he would not touch the Amidia. And he thought, probably, this person belongs to the left and he doesn't want to read a newspaper printed by the Aguda. And he went over to talk to him. And the Yid told him the following. The Yid told him that he, in Poland, was the very person that wanted to know everything. He was very curious. And he used to read one newspaper, another newspaper. And there was the communist newspaper that the editorial was written, the most beautiful editorials. And he used to read the communist newspaper. And after reading the newspaper, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, there's nothing like the written word. And that influenced him. And slowly he left alone the Torah, no tefillin, no Shabbos, and he became a full-fledged communist. In 1939, when the war broke out, he decided he's going to run to Russia, a communist country. There he'll be saved. But being in Russia, he saw what communism is. He saw the true colors of communism, and he turned back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at that point in time, he realized what brought him down the wrong path. Where was the Shoresh? Where was the wrong turn that he made? Where did he make the wrong turn to veer off the right way to go left? That was the curiosity of reading a newspaper. And at that point in time, he made a Kabbalah. Never in my life will I read a newspaper again. And that's why he didn't read a newspaper. That is called tshuva. Not doing a chet is not tshuva. Tshuva means going back and looking what is the cause of chet. The pasuk says, Yazav Rasha Darkei. Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel Olav HaShalom, Zadzecha Tzadik Levracha, Mashkiach in Lakewood, said, you know what Yazav Rasha Darkei means? That he changes the avenue that he walks on. Not he changes his maizim, he walks on a different avenue. That avenue that I walked on brought me to chet. It doesn't mean I walk down the same avenue and when I come to the end and there I could veer off and do an aveira, I don't veer off and do an aveira. I go back to the shayrish of chet. I go back to what brought me to go and do aveiras. That's what tshuva means. What that means to say in realistic life is that when we stand before Rosh Hashanah, and everybody wants to do tshuva. Tshuva does not mean just not doing the wrong thing. Tshuva means going back and seeing what is that brought me to do the wrong thing. What is in my life that brings me to do something that's wrong? Is it my friends? Is it the people that I talk to? Is it what I read? Is it what I listen to? Is it what I look at? There are many things that bring a person to do the last step. Tshuva does not mean only walking back and not doing the last step. Tshuva means walking back and taking away all the steps that brought you to the last step. The pasuk says, "Abed ta'abdun." The pasuk in Parashas Re'eh tells us, "Ha'oker avodah zarah." Rashi tells us, "When you take out an avodah zarah, tzarech l'sharesh achareha." You have to take out its roots. The same is true in tshuva. Tshuva, you have to take out the roots that brought a person to veer off the wrong way. We all know our faults. There isn't a person in this world that thinks that he's in the right lane. Everybody knows we are in the wrong lane. We are going the wrong way. We made a lot of U-turns, and we made a lot of wrong left turns along the way. But it's not enough just to go back. We have to go back and think, what is it that brings me to go and make a wrong turn? What is it that brought me to that? And that is tshuva, changing one's life. I once heard, when I was in high school, I heard from a teacher that said over from one of the Goyish writers that why is it that a Goy does not commit suicide when everything doesn't work? Why is it when he loses his money? Why is it when something that's so dear to him goes away? Why is it that he doesn't jump? Why is that? We, as Yidden, know that we give up a Denver Cheshvin. We know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But Goyim, atheists who really do not believe, why is it that they don't commit suicide? And the reason is the fear of the unknown. Fear of the unknown is stronger than everything that I have on this world that is no good. The reason we don't do tshuva is fear of the unknown. The reason we don't change our lives is because we are afraid to change our lives. Because we don't know how we will be accepted by our friends when we become better. We don't know how we will be accepted by our family when we become better. We don't know a lot of questions of the unknown of tshuva holds us back from jumping into the yam of tshuva, from jumping and making the about face and changing the avenue that we live on, changing the avenue that we travel on. There are a lot of things that stop us out of fear of the unknown. But we all know that Mashiach is around the corner. The time has come for us to do tshuva, to change our lives. Fear of the unknown is a very big fear, but fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to overcome the fear of the unknown. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give every one of us, every Bas Yisrael, all Neshe Yisrael, give them everything that they need. Himalei Hashem kol mishalos lebchem leteva, aksivech simeteva, agud giben shior, nachas from the kunde. Those that have to be geholfen with Shiduchim should be geholfen with Shiduchim. Those that have to be geholfen with Panosa should be geholfen with Panosa. Those that need Gesund should be geholfen with Gesund. Those that need Kinder should be geholfen with Kinder. Everybody should be geholfen with the Emistiki Yeshua. And there's one Yeshua that's koilel all the Yeshuas, which is the Ike Bakosha that we have to have, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring the Emistiki Yeshua to be as Goel Tzedek v'mehera v'yameinu.